I tried to get in touch with Josiah all the way across town, but he wouldn't answer his phone. It was just going straight to voicemail, so wherever he was, it was off. I didn't worry until Stefan didn't answer either. Maybe the two of them were going at it. Wouldn't that be a nice surprise? To walk into the hotel room and find them in the nude? Better than finding either of them dead, anyway. I'd had my fill of death these last few days. The hotel they'd selected was second rate, but that was to be expected. Josiah wouldn't stay in comfort, and Stefan wasn't fond of squalor. The two-star establishment meant they'd met somewhere in the middle. Maybe there was hope for them after all. At the desk, I charmed the attendant into giving me their room information by pretending to be a talent scout, worried about my talent who hadn't checked in for a few days. Everyone in L.A. was either an actor or an aspiring actor. Young folks in the service industry especially. Some stayed there because that was as close as they'd ever get to rubbing elbows with greatness, while others simply never made enough to leave. Promising the desk clerk he could email me his information got me farther than flashing skin would, in that town, anyway. Skin was the only thing more common than movie stars. He gave me a room key and I made my way to their room, only to find it empty. I sighed and tossed the key down. God damn it, Josiah, why aren't you ever where you're supposed to be? There was nothing to do but settle in and wait for them to come back, since they weren't answering their phones. Their luggage was still there, so they'd probably be back. There was always the possibility that something terrible had happened to them, I supposed. But if so, I didn't have any way to find out what it was or where to begin looking. Not until something else happened. So I did what any sensible, exhausted woman in my situation would do. I took a bath. At least, I went to run the bath. After undressing, I discovered the bathroom was too much of a pigsty to relax. A used razor lay on the sink next to a smear of shaving cream, the toilet seat was up, and a pair of sweaty socks were behind the door. I picked it all up and covered the floor with one of the remaining towels before I could finally sink into the steaming, hot water. Hours of travel and rushing through the airport, plus the ride in the back of that disgusting taxi, melted away.